I was watching yesterday a little bit on the streaming, and boy, there was a lot of people. I mean, there was a lot of teams involved, weren't there?
There were, you know, number of teams was, there was quite a few. There were more spectators there yesterday than normal. You know, which is good. You know, always like the spectators. You know, their stands were not big enough. People were crowded everywhere. Just outside the competition area, you know, just people were everywhere. So made for a very congested area. So, but it made for a good competition environment also. So little hoarse today. Got to get my track voice back. I lost that. On the first race of the day, the 4x8, I was already hoarse after the end of that, and I thought, well, here we go. So, but you know, it was a good day. We had a good day yesterday.
And you kicked it off for the first race of the day, the 4x8, and that four ran a terrific race.
I thought they ran really well yesterday. You know, you're always hopeful. I can't remember the last time we ran under 9 minutes at the indoor. You know, last year we ran 9:18. And wound up at the end of the season running 8:25. So this year, you know, we started off with an 8:49. However, I also saw that there were several other schools. Blair ran 8:42, and I think Scott ran 8:31. So, you know, there's some times out there already that are quite fast, including ours. I thought ours was a really nice time yesterday. And knowing the guys that ran it, I know that we have, you know, because Weston Walger led us off with a really phenomenal leadoff leg of, you know, he ran 2:06. And then the other guys were real close to each other, anywhere from, you know, a 2:12 to a 2:14. Those guys were all real close. You know, that was, you know, Patrick Gross ran real well, Grant Capel, and then Josiah Wilkinson. You know, those were the guys that ran that last year towards the end of the year. And I thought they ran really well yesterday. Ran like a confident group of boys yesterday, which was really nice to see.
Yep. You kind of mentioned, I think, last week that was your experienced guys, and it's going to be tough to oust any of those guys, I think, at that race.
It'll be difficult, you know, for us to have anybody step in and take that position away from those guys. However, we will experiment a little bit, give those guys, you know, because I know that, like Weston and Patrick, we want to have them run an open quarter. And for them to have a good shot at that, you know, you like them to be fresh. And the quarter occurs early, you know, it's in the early part of the races. So when we do that, we probably won't run them in a 4x8. You know, they'll run a quarter and then they'll run something else. So, you know, Weston's probably going to have a busy time anyway, you know, because he has one of our fastest. We did flying 60s this last week, and he had one of our fastest flying 60s. So, you know, with Adam being a little under the, you know, he's not ready to come back onto the track surface just yet. You know, Weston will probably fill in a little bit there for us, you know. So he's going to be a busy guy doing some different events this year on the track. Really what I told him the other day is we're going to figure out where we think that you have the greatest opportunity when we get to Omaha to score points. So that's what we're going to do, is see where we can position him to be the best when we get to Omaha.
Your jumpers also had a pretty good day as well, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, you start with whichever one you want to start with. But the high jump, you know, I coached the high jump. Had two guys placing the high jump yesterday in a tough field of jumpers. Watching yesterday, our district says it's going to be loaded again. You know, Evan Mai was our highest finisher. He jumped 6 foot yesterday, finished third. Bo Beaker jumped 5'10", almost had 6 foot. Legs just got tired on Bo yesterday. You could tell it was early season based on how he was jumping towards the end. You could just tell his legs were getting tired. But he jumped 5'10". And Caden Porter, you know, jumped 5'8". He's got a few things to figure out, but his legs also got a little tired yesterday. So, but, you know, as we figure things out a little bit, you know, they're going to jump higher yet. So I was very proud of those guys. Two guys in the medals, you know, Bo was fifth, and Evan was third. You go over to the long jump, Caden Jernigan jumps a 19.9 yesterday for a sixth place finish. Ian Beavers jumped yesterday also in the long jump. Wasn't his best days. You know, last year he jumped high 20s. Yesterday, just, you know, it's really early. And to be hitting all cylinders, so to speak, this time of year is really hard to do. You're just trying to figure things out. You know, it just wasn't his best day yesterday. he will jump better as we go along. I am certain of that. He's just a competitor, and he will get himself going. Go to the triple jump. Brett Fraker had a really nice jump yesterday. Jumped 45'7". He had another prior to that was 44'11", and he had another one I watched was in the 44s. He's just, again, it's really early. He's just figuring out his phase work, you know, and he's got several weeks to get that done before districts roll around, you know. And Brett was the only guy yesterday that did more than one event. He also ran the 55 and finished fifth in a very tough field of sprinters yesterday, which was exciting to see for him, you know. So Brett's going to be a big part for us again this year. Our key part for him is just going to make sure that we keep him healthy, because Brett's going to want to do lots of stuff. And we just got to really limit him back a little bit so he's not beating himself down all season long, so he's ready to go when we get towards the end of the season, you know, because all those meets and all those jumps will take a toll as we go through the season. So we'll just, you know, and again, you know, he's going to be a key part for us in our 4x1. He's going to be a jumper, you know, he could, 100-meter guy, you know, so he's going to be pretty key for us as we go through the season. So we just got to be cautious, you know, on how much we let him do. So not that he can't do it, it's just that we got to be real cautious on how much he's doing week to week, you know, so keep him as fresh as we can towards the end of the season.
Your two other sprinters, Lucas and Jacob Gomez-Wilson.
Yeah, you wouldn't know they were twins by any means. Yesterday, early, when we first came out with the heat sheets, they were both in the same heat. Even though I had entered them both in different times. So yesterday they wound up, we had some additional kids entered. Another team showed up. Columbus Lakeview came. They had some really good athletes as well. They showed up, which added some kids, which made more heats. Anyway, Jacob and Lucas wound up in different heats of the 55 and ran the exact same time. Both of them ran 6.88, and they were qualifying yesterday based on time and not so much place, because Lucas won his heat, ran a 6.88, and two heats later, Jacob comes along. He finished third in his heat and ran a 6.88. Unfortunately, it was just they were 1/10 of a second away, or 1/100 of a second away from making the final, and they wound up 9th and 10th. Kind of crazy that they'd be in completely different heats. Maybe it's their shoes, because they bought two pairs of spikes, and then one took a right and one took a left, and they're different colors. So
it's kind of funny.
Kids these days, wow. Why?
It's kind of funny.
I bet they catch a lot of static for that, don't they?
No, not really. You know, no? It's just kind of, you know, it's just the day and age, I guess. You know, one's bright orange and one's kind of neon yellow. You know, it's kind of funny. So they have a good time with that. They're good boys.
But those guys will be.
Oh, yes. Those guys are also going to be vital for us as we go through. You know, those two are key parts of our short relay and other things. You know, they're both very good sprinters for us. You know, Lucas going to be a sprinter for us this year. Might be a quarter miler, somewhere in there, you know, and that's everybody's favorite race, you know. Not really, but and Lucas and I have talked about that already several times, but I said, you know, if it comes down to a state championship, oh, he says, oh, I'm in. Yeah, so, you know, it hurts. That race really hurts. But you got to be in good shape to run it, and Lucas will work really hard to get into that spot. But Jacob will be, both of those guys are going to be key parts for us in 100 meters, 200 meters. You know, last year, Jacob made our top 10 in the 200 meters, ran 22.72 to be one of our top 10 guys, holds the number 10 spot. So, it's early season again. You just got to get in the condition to make that longer sprint. You know, it's not like running up and down the basketball floor or, you know, out on the football field where you don't get to run that 100 meters or 100 yards all the time. So, get on the track, you just got to get to where you're able to sustain that speed for that top end speed for a duration of time. So, but we'll get there.
You had some other kids, some of the middle distance and also into the hurdles as well.
Yeah, you know, Osney was going to run the hurdles and unfortunately, fall started. So the starters this year, I think, are going to, I think they may have made an emphasis on the pause, you know, from the time the gun goes up to the time it's fired. I think they've made an emphasis on that a little bit. So you could see a little longer delay. So I think that's what got Osney yesterday. You know, I'm sure, I know that he was disappointed in that. You know, he's going to run the 55s, but, you know, he's just a young guy again, just a sophomore, and he'll do some great things for us as we go through the season. Grant Wells ran the half yesterday. That's not an event that he runs a lot. And it was his first time on the indoor. Ran a nice time yesterday, just over 220. I think it's 225.5 is what he ran yesterday on that indoor surface. And you could tell when he started to get tired was that last 300 meters. But that will come along pretty quickly, I think. He's been working really hard in practice. Looks a lot better than he did last year, even last fall. You know, last fall he ran really well for us in cross, and I think that he'll run really well for us again this spring. So just got to get him in half, in shape to run the half, and then, you know, we'll probably possibly see him in the mile as well. So, you know, and Josh Wilkinson ran the mile for us yesterday. He just fatigued out a little bit, I think. You know, again, you know, first time he's ran on that indoor surface, and you're running the mile, and it's 10 laps, and it just kind of plays a toll a little bit as you go around that surface. So, again, just a young guy, and we'll see some improvements from him as well.
I think you had one guy in the 400, didn't you?
We had two in the four.
Two.
Aiden Meyer and Alex Landry both ran a quarter. Not really my favorite race to run in there, we've talked about, but those guys really kind of really wanted to go run it. So we let them go run. they figured out that the walls start to move a little bit on you in there. You know, you get a little dizzy, and the walls start to move just a touch. They figured that out yesterday a little bit. Ran really well, I thought, but you can see that they weren't quite in quarter shape yet. But that will come. Again, it's really early. It's hard to, you can't get in shape to run the quarter in 2.5 weeks. It's just not going to happen. That's kind of like running the half. You're not going to get in shape to run the half in 2.5 weeks. But I thought they did a really nice job yesterday on that. So, you know, just exciting to see those guys, you know, and you never know who's going to step up and fill a position and score points for us throughout the season. So, always love to watch those guys compete and see who it's going to be.
A few other field events. You had some vaulters there as well.
Yeah, we had some vaulters. Hayden Norgaard, you know, vaulted 12.6 yesterday, just missed 13 feet. Coach Holtis helped us out yesterday. Coach Ramsey was unable to attend yesterday. He had some family things that he had to take care of. And Coach Jeff Holtis stepped up and helped us out yesterday, which was very nice. Because, you know, the vault started at 1 o'clock yesterday. And I believe the girls' vault finished it just after 6. So, you know, he was there a long time to volunteer his time. It was very kind to him. We really appreciated that. I'm sure that'll cost me somewhere along the line.
He'll remember.
Yeah, he will. So, but yeah, I thought our boys vaulted really well. You know, Bryson Gullion vaulted yesterday. I think he made 10.6 yesterday. Garrett Capps just wasn't his day yesterday. When I was watching him warm up, he was just crushing poles. I'm not sure if they brought a pole that was quite big enough for him yesterday, because when I was watching, I thought, oh my, I thought he was going to break a pole yesterday, but did not happen, which we're glad to see. But, you know, just was unable to get to the unable to vault the way he wanted to vault, because he just kept crushing poles. So, but you know, it's really early, and I know those guys get frustrated with that, but they just got to continue to work and get better.
A couple of throwers as well.
We had one thrower, one. Mitchell Cole. He threw the shot put yesterday. Really, the first time I think he's competed in the shot put ever. And threw 41'3" yesterday. He's really raw. Mitchell just continues. He's a great kid to work with, works hard. He has the frame to be a very good discus shot putter, more of a discus guy to me just by his frame. He's got really long levers. I just think that he's going to, you know, last year he threw 122 feet at the district meet, and I think that he's going to probably pick up there and do better than that this year as we go. So I think he's going to pick right up there and just continue on. So it'll be exciting to watch.
All right, so good first meet in the books, yep. And you'll get a good week going and your first outdoor meet next Friday.
Yeah, we go to Aurora next week, and we'll see some of the same schools. The steer boy that, you know, Adam battled with a little bit in the triple jump last year at state meets. You know, they both had the exact same mark. But Adam lost on the second best jump at state meet with 46.6. And I saw results that he jumped 22 foot 11 yesterday at Concordia. Or maybe it was Thursday at Concordia that he jumped that, but which is a really nice mark. So you got to see great competition brings out great marks. So hopefully we see some of that next Friday at Aurora.
There'll be some good teams there.
You know, I'm not exactly sure. I haven't looked at that information a whole lot, but I know that Northwest will be there, who has a very good team. Aurora has a good team, so there's going to be some good teams there.
And you'll be able to chance to get your other relays. I take it your 4x1, 4x4 in a normal meet.
Correct. Yeah, we'll get our 4x1 going. We'll get our 4x4 going. We'll be able to take quite a few more kids because we have a JV division as well. Like I told him the other day, I said, we're going to pack the bus and just see how many we can take. Take as many as we can and let you compete, you know, because that's why we're out for the sport, you know, is to go compete. So nobody likes to practice all day. You know, we like to go compete. So we'll just see how many we can get there.